وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا.
Your Lord has decreed that you shall not worship anyone except Him, and He has enjoined kindness to parents.
For humanity,
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. This is Hussein Latifi, and you're listening to the program For Humanity from IRIB English Radio. In the previous episode, we talked about two principles of the discussion that we have. The discussion that we had is human beings in the Holy Quran and the descriptions that Quran has to offer for humanity. And we said one principle is that we keep a balanced approach to look at both positive and negative descriptions together. The second principle was that we should accept the reality of our free will and the moral accountability that comes with it. And we addressed some of the verses of the Holy Quran that talk about this accountability and responsibility that comes with it. Another thing that or the next principle that is related to that free will, is that there is a perfection for mankind. There is a wisdom behind the creation of mankind. This is very important, both for the whole creation. Quran says there is a wisdom behind the creation of the heaven and earth. And also, for example, there's a verse that says at towards the end of Surah Ali Imran, says the good servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when they look at the skies and the earth, they just say one sentence. They say, Rabbana ma khalaqta hadha batala. Oh Allah, you have not created this in vain for false reasons. This is very important because many ideologies, especially today in the modern and postmodern world, they hold that there is no apparent reason for the creation, as if everything is just the result of accident and is going to nothingness after a while, and everything is for battle, for a false reason. And Quran says, no, if you want to start your journey of becoming a true human being, you have to accept the wisdom behind the whole creation in general, and also the creation of humanity or the creation of mankind in particular, and the creation of yourself and your role in that whole system. There's a beautiful hadith that a person went to see Imam Ali alayhi salam, Amir al-Mu'mineen, and he said, I found him working in the farm, and while he was digging the earth and working, he was repeating some verse for himself, and I got close and I realized he's repeating this verse, أَيَحْسَبُ الْإِنسَانُ أَنْ يُتْرَكَ سُدَى. Does man really think that he will be left in vain, without any purpose? أَيَحْسَبُ الْإِنسَانُ أَنْ يُتْرَكَ سُدَى. Can you really accept that the whole system would be for nothing, would be for like some transient desires that some people have, and then they finish and they go to nothingness. So Quran sometimes even does not start to argue for things. It asks you some questions just for you to refer to your fitrah, for you to refer to your own mind and see if that makes sense. رَبَّنَا مَا خَلَقْتَ هَذَا بَاطِلًا. Oh Allah, we know that for sure this is not for purposeless activity, or in another verse that says, وَمَا كُنَّا لَعِبِينَ. We were not playing. It is not a playful plan. It's a plan with serious wisdom and serious goals behind it. So this is very important. The principle of having a destination and to accept that thing that we have a destination and we have a goal to reach in life. We will have a break, and after that we come back to continue our discussion.
Dear listeners, you're listening to the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. You can send us your emails, comments, and questions at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back. This is Hossein Latifi. You're listening to the Program for Humanity from IRIB English Radio. We're talking about the third principle that we need to focus and we need to remember when we talk about humanity in Quran, and that principle was the principle of having a goal in life, having a destination, and believing in a kind of perfection for humanity. Now, many ideologies, it's not that they don't have any description or any perfection for mankind, but that the perfection that they have is only and solely related to this world. And mainly whatever that comes first, like the desires that they have. And the Holy Quran describes those goals as similar to the goals of animals, like animals who have only desires to follow. Like if you, I don't know, there's a group of animals, they have competition over different things, over, I don't know, the food, and they have competition over who becomes the alpha of the group, for example, or the competition over, I don't know, sexual things that they have. All of these are there, and we can see that in the life of animals. And Quran says, some people, the goals of their life, when you look at the goals of their life, it's like that. إِنَّمَا الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا, when Quran describes حَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا, the life of this world, it's like, yes, possession of this and that, and then relationship with the opposite gender, and then, I don't know, تَفَاخُرٌ وَتَكَاثُرٌ, that to be proud of what you have and to show off the wealth that you have, things like that, that also visible in the animal kingdom. But then, Quran does not see that as the ultimate perfection for man. In fact, if a person reduces his sight to this as a goal of life, it is not, he ends up being even worse than animals. Because animals, they have a goal and they achieve those goals in the life that they have. But if you have capacities more than animals, and we lose those capacities and we burn them off, we destroy them in order to become lower beings, we are actually, I mean, those people would be actually worse than animals. That's why Quran says, Balhum adal, even worse than animals. Because they, I mean, animals fulfilled their capacities, their possibilities to the fullest point, but we fail to do so. So the perfection that Quran has for humanity, or offers for humanity, is not just in this life. I mean, this life, Hayat al-Dunya, is a very important stage in the accomplishment of that goal, is a necessary constituent of that whole plan, but it's not limited to this. It's very important. Here comes the distinction between Hayat al-Dunya wal Akhira in the language of the Holy Quran, which is unique in comparison to other divine books, the other scriptures. Quran emphasizes a lot on the Hayat al-Akhira. Inshallah, in the coming episode, we talk about the distinction between Hayat al-Dunya and Akhira, and what is unique about Hayat al-Akhira in the Holy Scripture of Quran. Have a good time. Walhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu ala Nabi, sallallahu ala Muhammad, wa ala Nabi.